Bisexuals are just greedy or confused. Bisexual people are just greedy and confused and or confused. Sorry, Shauna. Confused.
Boys and girls. So, do you think that they are
confused or greedy?
Yeah.
Angry.
Or greedy.
Come on, I want you to move it.
Right.
Am I the only woman with green?
Okay. So, we have the majority in the middle. We have two in agree, yeah, and two in disagree. Okay. I want to go to agree first. Let's get your point of view. Now, I want you to get the middle or the disagree over to your side.
I think they're confused because like they just don't know what they want in life. Like they don't know if they want a boy or if they want a girl or if they want to be gay or what.
Okay.
Maybe more of a
little
man.
Yeah, a little man. How do you define bisexuality? That's what gets me. Because I came out as bisexual. Yeah. And I was dating fellas. Mm. And I knew I was gay as well, but I didn't know. There was certain attraction to men, but there was an attraction to women as well. And with women, it went further than the man. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I've chose to be a lesbian. Mm-hmm. But when I was bisexual, I would call myself really. I was going out and I was with a man, and then I was with a woman, and then I was like, it's disrespectful for That's you know to myself.
Confusing. Okay.
It's confusing. It even confuses me to this day. Like, how would you define bisexual?
Okay.
For someone who's bisexual.
Okay.
And it is a lot of confusion, big time.
Okay. So. What you're saying there, Shauna, you identify as a lesbian now.
Yes.
So was it a stepping stone?
I think it was, but I think a lot of people come out as bisexual. And I'm not sure, you know, people my age now and they still say they're bisexual. I don't think I believe it. I think it's like that scale.
Okay.
Either you're lesbian or you're straight, but bisexuality means you could be attracted to a man. Like I could look at a man now and go, Jesus, he's lovely looking, like, and but anything after that, no. Whereas I could look at a woman like, oh, she's lovely looking as well. I could see, like, you know, the wiring feelings come on, like, you know, like that, yeah. There. But
then, do you not believe that bisexuality is a sexuality, an orientation?
It is, but I don't know if it's either one more than the other to me.
Okay,
it can't be the two.
Okay,
that's just my experience.
Oh, okay.
I just find it hard to.
But that's your
comprehend.
Experience, which is good. Want to go over to the disagree side? Right. Bisexuals, you just disagree that they're confused and greedy.
Yes.
Yeah? Why?
You don't know who you're going to like, and, like, so you're going to be, I don't know, you could like either one.
Okay.
So
okay.
That's same.
So you believe it's a sexual orientation compared just to different to what Shauna was saying over there. And you can like a boy and you can like a girl.
Yeah.
Okay? So what about, a lot of people would say, well, whenever you fall in love and you end up with one person,
yeah.
So say if it was me and I was bisexual and I ended up with a boy,
yeah.
Am I straight then?
I don't know. Like,
you're confused, I don't know.
You're just confused.
What do you mean I ended up with a boy, like for life?
Yeah, if I ended up marrying a boy or
not always for life. But just trying to, like, haven't really come
out yet. Well, if you're happy.
But if you're in love with that person, like, that's just what's happening.
You must be straight if you're in
love with them. We'll put it like this. One day, if I would believe you're straight, right? Okay. So one day you will fall in love with a boy and spend the rest of your life with him, right? It doesn't really matter if you were straight beforehand. You're with him.
Yeah.
So bisexuality or sexual orientation has nothing really to do with it. You just fell in love with him.
Yeah.
So if a bisexual person fell in love with a man, like, Shauna, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I know that's exactly what happened. And I know there's a lot of gay people that do the step. I know you did it.
Yeah.
I know you did it. It's a lot of gay people. It's like the kind of tipping your toe into the water and maybe
it's
coming out.
It's easier for people to accept. If you turn around to someone when you're 16 odd and go, I'm gay, they're going to go, what the f***? You were kissing girls, like? And you'll be like, oh, well, you know, because everyone assumes you're straight. From the get-go, you're assumed straight. Boy, you like girls. Girls, you like boys. to transition, like, I knew I was gay. I never fancied girls. Not a hope. No offense to you girls, but nah. Not a one. No, but, like, whenever I was 16, I realized that I like boys, but there was no easy way to tell anyone that I knew that I like boys straight off the bat. Bisexual was just... It's just, you know, treading the water, like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like girls, but, you know, I think I like boys, too, you know.
Is it easier for mommy to hear it?
My mom thinks it's bio.
She doesn't know what... She doesn't understand bi. She keeps referring to it as a washing powder.
No. Very bio.
It starts in primary school. This is why I'm talking about bullying, really, you know, in language. And the word gay, and it's a derogatory term. And so by the time the young person who's been called gay in primary school gets to secondary school, and that's really when bullying can really take a hold, can't it? Mm-hmm. You know, they're not equipped because they've been dealing with this for so long. Kids have been shouting something at them for so long. And then they go in frightened, scared, a little bit intimidated. And then something happens in secondary school. And that's when bullying can really, really take up.
Yeah, you know, I've heard of horrific cases. You know, I know of many young people that left secondary school because of it. You know, and there is that element of the school knowing what to do as well and having a very clear policy on homophobic bullying. That is really important. Homophobic bullying in secondary schools is horrific. You know, a lot of the time it is down, which is so unfortunate, is down to the poor young person. So if it's that sense of, do you know what? I'm proud of who I am. And you know what? You can say whatever you want to me, but I'm okay. And then you have the other young person who's maybe just not there. And, you know, the leaving school, self-harm, you know, the LGBT young people who experience homophobic bullying are way more likely to self-harm and have suicidal ideation as well, you know, and that's dangerous.
But it's a lot to ask for a young person to deal with that. You know, I can't even imagine it. It's too much to, and they're not equipped to stand up to it, to know how to cope with bullying of any type.
Oh, for sure.
But for to be bullied about your sexuality or the possibilities of what you're, of who people think you might be. Yeah. It's I can see why kids would just leave, and then if that person doesn't have a backup at home,
yeah,
you know, if they're getting the same at home,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, I think you're right. It's so unfair that it depends on the young person. You know, it's so unfair that, you know, they would have to be kind of strong, and you know, who is. You know, when you think back to yourself at being 15, 16, you're confused about who you are anyway, regardless of sexuality. And for that to be lumped onto you too, it must be immense. It must be immense. It's, you know, young people that have left, I've seen even now the impact that it has on them. Now, maybe 5 years later, you know, is serious. And leaving school without any formal education as well, you know, it's tough. It is tough.
Yes, you have the double impact there. Sure. I mean, you have the personal impact, but then you've got the whole educational impact.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And that's that takes a long time, you know, that other journey of, you know, pursuing education later down the line, which young people in Brecon are doing. And they left because of homophobic bullying. Mm. And that's a disgrace, like.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
You know, definitely.
All gay men get AIDS.
Not all of them.
Anybody over this side?
Not all of them. Not all of them.
No?
I
bet
most of them.
No. Are you over here? No. Are you in the middle? Are you in the middle? Right, okay. Why are you in the middle?
Why do you think most of them do?
Yeah, let's think.
You do?
Yeah. Well, Freddie Mercury.
Some of them do, not sure women.
But Everyone gets AIDS. Like.
Can get AIDS, I mean.
Oh, wait a minute. Gay people have much as chances of getting AIDS as straight people.
This is going well. Chris, what do you make of this?
It's going very well. I think everyone's kind of having a good time, and that's important. That everyone just kind of is relaxed and gets to talk openly and enjoys it. And it's, like, it's good to get everyone's feedback open and candidly, because we learn more as well. Mm. So we understand how everyone feels about topics and subjects and where it comes from. So.
Are you a little surprised by some of the answers?
A little bit, yeah. And it's quite nice to see some of the way that the debate was going, how very quickly everyone was to go in a very pro-LGBT side, and that everyone was able to argue how they felt.
Sean, are you enjoying this evening?
Yeah, no, it's going really well. Like, some of the answers is just unbelievable. And they're all getting into it. Like,
they are really into it.
Yeah. I wasn't sure what to expect coming up here, because they told me there was only about 5 or 6 in the group. I think someone says maybe there's 15. And there's more here, like, and they're just all, every single one of them is getting into it.
So this is the first time a group from Breakout have come with Sinead to a meeting like this, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, this is the first time we've went up with her to do workshops, like, and she is so good at it. Like, we've learned so much just sitting here the last 15 minutes. Just listen to her, just the point she comes out with.
Yeah.
Surprised. Sinead,
you enjoying yourself, Darren?
Yeah. I was scared.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we were kind of warned, you know, there'd be a rowdy bunch of teams, but
no, it pays off, because they're really fighting their corners on issues, and they seem generally interested.
But you two have done a little bit of training for this, haven't you?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. But leadership training?
We've got plenty of experience in this stuff, but we've never actually kind of done a hands-on group like this before. Like, it's always with people our own age, or people, like, it's always with other LGBT people, like, so this time was the first time in forever we've had, like, a group of assumed straight.
I just don't know. Yeah. I think it's a fantastic evening. It's really educational for the young people, isn't it?
We're learning so much ourselves.
Exactly.
Will you do it again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we were on about trying to get into schools and stuff like that, and this is essentially training for that, because we've never really dealt with teenagers or anything like that. So if this is what it's going to be like, well, I know this is a good example.
I'd love to get feedback off them maybe in a week or two.
Yeah.
See what they remember and still what they think and what's changed, the attitudes, you know, towards LGBT people. That'd be very interesting, actually. Yeah.
You see, I think it's really useful because they just learn so much. I mean, a workshop like this should happen in schools, really, shouldn't it? You can see it in their faces, you know, that everything has just been demystified, been normalised. And it's like Sinead is here, I'm a gay person, she's saying, I've got these gay people here with me as well, and we're all just chatting.
And their opinions actually matter. Like, they're listened to. You have to be quiet and listen to this person. And then
as well, like, there's questions been asked that they've never, like, had to deal with before, and they've had to think about stuff, like, so it's a big deal.
Or they've never had a forum.
Exactly, to express themselves and express these specific opinions. Like, so.
I mean, I'm sure that they've learned an awful lot tonight.
Yep. I've learned an awful lot, so they've learned twice as more.
Well, yeah, it's we're kind of halfway through now, so I'm going to play a DVD.
Play a DVD.
And it'll be very interesting, because the guy's actually from this area, so and I've never played it in this area before.
Tell me what this is about, Sinead.
This is about a young fella, actually, from the Castlefin area that went to school in Balbuffet, and it's just about his journey of coming out, what it was like, and basically how he got through it.
I would never have come out of school anyway, because it was a place that never accepted anybody different, whether you be heavy, gay, Chinese, anything, like, they never would have accepted you. But it was hard. It was more the psychological side of it, you know, making you feel worthless, talking about you, making you feel awkward in classrooms and PE and everything. It just wasn't a good place. Nobody probably would ever fully understand. Like, if they lived to their 70, they never would understand why. Do you know, that's probably a big question, is why? Why me? You feel sorry for yourself more than anything. Do you know, why can't it be him or why can't it be her?
Yeah.
But, do you know, that's the way it was. And
it's a small town you're from.
It's a small town.
Yeah.
and that was hard, living in the country and then trying to come out into a place that was, you knew everybody, and it was hard, but I would never regret doing it.
Coming out, you mean?
And I'd never regret doing it, ever.
And what was that experience like?
It was hard.
Yeah.
It was really hard, no matter how much you knew it, you still never knew it. It was hard explaining to somebody else who you are, even though you don't know yourself. I think the anger and the isolation at school, it brought out the worst in me, but I think it kind of brought out the best in me too, because I knew I had to cope with it.
How do we help someone who's 14 and feeling the way you do?
I think give them a realistic view. I don't think giving them, oh, it'll be fine, you'll be great, you know, everybody will say. I think sometimes people need the cold, hard facts. Like, you know, it's not going to be easy, it's going to be hard. Maybe I'm pessimistic. Mm-hmm. Other people might be optimistic, whereas I would be more, you know, I would rather hear the cold, hard truth and then face it. Then, oh, it'll be great, and then come into this big wall of rejection. I wish I had somebody to talk to ask questions, to, you know, I remember I googled it, and it was people saying their parents hated them, their family hated them, they were more or less run out of town. You know, whereas I wish I had somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
I think that was the big one, somebody to, that had been through it, that had done it, that had felt the hatred, but then it felt the acceptance too.
And come through it.
And it come through
that
it.
There is light at the end of the
tunnel. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Be proud of who you are. Do you know, that, you know, difference is good. Do you know, like everybody, if everybody was the same, do you know, be a boring world. I think be confident in who you are and what you are, because at the end of the day, thousands, millions of people have been through it all before. Do you know, you're just a drop in the ocean. And you're not alone, you're not the only person. Do you know, you're part of a bigger world, a bigger community, and they can be very accepting. Like, the gay world can be very accepting.
So, listen, why do you think Damien didn't come out in St. Columbus? Why did he not come out in school?
He was scared. Why was he scared? Okay.
Like, what school are you in?
St. Columbus.
Van Valle? Right. Is there many gay LGBT or out LGBT people in your school?
I don't
want any names, but is there any out LGBT? He said one.
Right.
How many students are in your school?
900?
300 in the other. Well, on average, 10% of the population is LGBT. So 1 in 10 people are LGBT in this country. So if you break that down into your school of 900, that's 90 students in your school. And as I said earlier, the most common age that somebody identifies as LGBT in this country is 12, okay? And the next time, so they identified that inside themselves, the next time they tell another human being is 17. So that's why I was saying to you earlier on, you maybe don't know many LGBT people now, but I promise you, in a couple of years, you will, and maybe very much in your circle of lads, your circle of girls, you will. I would find it very bizarre if you're in a big group of lads that one of yous won't come out later on. That's usual. And one, on average, one in every classroom is LGBT in Ireland. Is your school a safe environment for LGBT people to come out and
deal?
No. Right, yous are senior cycle, the majority of yous, right? In your school, yeah? Fourth year, fifth year, yeah? What can yous do? Because yous are your school. Like, as I said before, right, we always say, listen, we always say, oh, that's the way society is. That's just it. That's the way society is. You are society. I am society. Shauna, Sheena, Alison, we all play a part in society. So what do you think? Is there anything that you could do? Anything at all that you could play a part in? Like what, say if you think now a gay young fella or a lesbian young girl in your school, what would they like to see happen or see in their school to make them feel a bit safer?
Be happy for them.
Right, okay, like a more welcome. How do you make it welcome? How do you make that?
By not judging them.
By not judging them, yeah.
Accept them for who they are. Like,
accept them.
Don't
yeah.
make them any different because like, we're all human, kind of.
Absolutely. So what about a poster? What about Breakout's poster?
Could I have like a LGBT week? Or
yeah.
And like kind of take classes and look at videos as a guy.
Something
like absolutely. That is such a brilliant idea. You know, having, like as you said, Tamara, like having people in and doing an LGBT week really, really makes LGBT people feel safe because your school is, they're welcoming it. Yeah? And you know, when, even if it's bringing an LGBT awareness, you know, around LGBT awareness services, it really helps. And you know the power of a poster? I cannot tell you the importance of the power of a poster for a young 13 lesbian girl looking at that poster is really, really powerful. And I have been told that so many times. You know, and as senior cycle, to go up and even say to your teacher, will you throw that up? You know, if it's not in your notice board, you know.
Are you okay to talk to me?
Yeah.
What do you make of this evening? Is this the first time that you've been in a group with LGBT people?
Well, for me, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
First time for me, Anna.
Yeah.
With LGBT people, yeah.
So is there a lot
it's
of
actually
new?
My first time around gay people, to be honest.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like proper gay people, like it's my first time around them.
Yeah. And what are you making of it all? What are your thoughts?
At the start, I felt a bit uncomfortable, to be honest, but I'm all right now.
Okay. And what made you feel uncomfortable?
I don't know, it's just the fact that you hear about them and then it's my first time around them, so I don't really know what they think.
Yeah, and what do you think now? Have Sinead and the guys taught you anything?
No, they seem grand, so they do, so.
Are you boys happy to talk to me for a minute before they put on
TV?
All of you?
Yeah.
Yeah? What do you make of this evening?
Good, I think it's well interesting.
You can't really ask them, at least, you know, you have the opportunity now to ask questions about it and find out.
Yeah. Are you learning a lot?
Yeah.
People here have gotten a lot, they've told me, from this evening's workshop.
Oh, really?
And learnt a lot, yeah.
Oh, good, yeah. Good. It's really alleviating that, you know, misconception that sexuality is about sex. It's not. It's about identity. That's it. And once you alleviate that, and once you get that into, you know, somebody's head, okay, all right, we're all people, we're all equal, all right. You know, and it has to, somebody has to say that. I want to thank you all so much.
Thanks a million. Thanks very much, everybody. Thanks for coming this evening.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks a million. It starts at home
with
and how parents are educating their children, you know. I mean, whether there's a, you know, a vocabulary around homosexuality from a very early age and, you know, it all starts at home. But then no matter what you do at home, you might get conflicting you know, ideas coming back from school. So I do agree with you because I have young children in school and I think that you should, you know, educate them in all aspects of their sexuality from a very young age.
Yeah.
But that doesn't seem to happen at all. There's no sexual education in primary school really at all, is there?
Very, you know, minimal. But
there's certainly no gay sexual education.
Absolutely not. I know that Educate Together last year, all their teachers, national school teachers, were trained in LGBT awareness. So that is a big positive. But no, not that I know of at all. It starts at home. You know, I know parents would say, you know, like friends of mine even, oh, my five-year-old said, what's gay mean, mummy? Oh, ask your daddy. You know, it starts very, very, just normalize it. You know, gay is you know, two boys that fall in love with each other. Lesbian is two girls that fall in love with each other. And that's it. Just don't make any big deal out of it. And that's
and
it.
And the child won't.
Yeah,
and that's so simple.
In the third episode of Breakout, Celebrating Difference, I have the pleasure of meeting Anne, Chris's wonderful granny.
People need to be more aware and they need to be more tolerant. You know, life has to go on regardless of what their sexuality is. They just have to, you know, live and let live.
And I get to attend a breakout meeting where the group are in flying form.
If you were to refer to a group of black people as the blacks,
yeah,
that sounds dreadful.
Exactly, yeah.
So it's the same, the gays.
We prefer to be called a gaggle of gays.
There must be a proper plural noun for a group of gays.
I like the glitter of
gays. Glitter of gays.
Or a pride of gays.
A pride of gays makes
that
sense.
That would make sense. Yeah.
It would.
It's very funny.
And the Christmas party marks the end of a very successful year for the Letterkenny Breakout Group.
Every one of you are a part of that success, and fair play to you. And I'm very proud, as always, of each and every single one of you. And here's to 2014. Let's make it bigger, better, and better.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
Cheers.
Breakout, Celebrating Difference, was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with a television licence fee.